Worship Radio 247.
David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. We're looking at Psalm 103 and verse 13, and we're on the Father's Heart and part 8 today on the program. And before I start, I just pray in Jesus' name that you're going to be blessed by the word today. Once again, I'm going to read this awesome verse to you. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. I love that word, compassionate. I also pray in Jesus' name that you have with you your pen and your paper so you can take down notes. Part 8 then, and here is your title, Allowing God's Full Expression. Simply that, allowing God's full expression. We're looking how to tap into the Father's heart, how to understand the Father's heart, and we've looked at quite a few different aspects to this, and I have what I believe is a really good 12-step program, if you will, to seeking the Father's heart. Before, we've looked at knowing and understanding God's word, understanding and having a genuine salvation saving relationship with God, being a person who prays on a regular basis, being a person who is quick to repent, being a person who is willing to serve others, living an obedient life. We looked at that yesterday. Living an obedient life, not out of obligation, of course, but out of thankfulness and deep gratitude for all that God has done for you. And today we're looking at God's full expression, allowing God's full expression to work through us. And that is in your thoughts, in your deeds, in your words, in motivation, in your attitude for all God has done for you. And once again, we look at gratitude for what God has done in your life. First of all, then, allowing God's full expression in your thoughts. I want you to understand that when we think, our brains are made up so that we, because we know we're sinful people, okay? This is quite difficult to explain. But because we are sinful people, our brains tend to wander from where God wants us to be. And that is because other things are put in our way. Other temptations are put in our way. The Bible tells us that we can overcome any temptation. There is no temptation too great for us. The Bible tells us that very clearly. But there are temptations that come in our way, that get in our way, that get on the road in front of us, that detract us away from where we need to go. And so therefore, in our thought life, it is absolutely bang on right that we have to renew our minds. Let's go real quick to Romans. Let's go to Romans, the 12th chapter. Didn't realize I was going to be hopping all over the Bible, but there you go. Romans, the 12th chapter, and let's go to verse 2 and see what it says. It says these words, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." There you go. Don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let the living God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. So in our thoughts, allowing God's full expression in our thoughts is really important. And the way we do that, I believe, beloved, is to transform our minds, to renew our minds. In our deeds, in what we do and how we do it, what do we do to glorify Almighty God? You see, the evil one does not want us to glorify God. I've got a really close friend that I had an argument with this morning. And I shouldn't have done, but I did. And I got very short. Not short, no, that's the wrong word. I just got very irritated. And because I was getting irritated, I knew that that was not the way that God wants me to think or to feel in my deeds. And so I had to check that, check the balances of what I was saying, and then apologize and say, I'm really, really sorry about what I said. It's so important, beloved, in our deeds, in what we do every day, in what we watch, in who we're with, in who we talk to, in what we say to them. And that comes to words. The words we use, beloved, the words we use in everyday language. We know that the tongue is sharper than the sword. Tongues have started wars. I've said this on this program before. Tongues have actually started wars. Tongues have caused people to commit suicide. You don't need to hit anybody over the head with a hammer. All you've got to do is say the wrong thing to them at the wrong time. That's all you need to do. The tongue is mightier than the sword. In your motivation, beloved, what is your motivation? What makes you do what you do? If your motivation is for the love of God, if your motivation is to build somebody else up, to encourage them, to make them feel really special, then I believe God's whole attitude, God's whole full expression is shining through you. And that's what I want for you. That is so what I want for you. I want you to be able to express yourselves in the way that God wants you to express yourself. Did you notice what I said? Not the way the world wants you to express yourself, but the way the living God wants you to express yourself. How do you conduct yourself? Over in this country, we've got a program that is called I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And they take these celebrities from the UK and they drop them in the jungle in Australia. And they give them various tasks to do, but they have to survive on very little. And because they're in a close-knit community, there's 13 of them, they have to learn to live together. And that's the interesting thing. When you see how they're living together and what they're doing, you can start to begin to see their own personality. And that, to me, is quite amazing. Let me tell you why. Because, you see a character that you might see on TV. You don't really know them. But when you watch them in this close proximity, you are beginning to understand them and to know them because they're letting their true self slip. I think that's fascinating. And there's one guy who's in the current series at the moment, and he just swears all the time. Well, you know, he's that sort of a guy. That's the way he is. There's another one who's really, really bossy all of the time. That's the way she is. There's another one who is really surprising me. She plays a very, very evil character in a soap opera in the UK. Yet on the face of it, when you see her and you hear her speaking, the way she acts, she's wonderful. She's just such a lovely, warm person. And I was greatly shocked by that. I don't know if she's got a Christian faith. But if you were put into that situation, if you were with a bunch of people that you didn't know, then your mouth is going to tell them all they need to know about you. If you begin to swear, if you're cross and angry all the time, they'll know very quickly who you are. But if you're magnifying the holy God Almighty, if you're giving glory to God all the time, if you are praying, and if you are spending time with God when you're in those situations, I can tell you now that the beauty of Jesus will shine through your eyes. Therefore, allowing God's full expression in your thought, deeds, words and motivation, and your attitude to God for all he has done with you and for you will shine through like the morning star. Let me just say this. Let your attitude and let God's full expression work through you. And as you do that, you will begin to touch into the Father's heart. I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would bury this word deep into your beloved's heart, that they would remember it and never forget it, that this is your desire for each one of us. And I ask you, Father, to let the Holy Spirit fall now in Jesus' mighty name as we worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. This is a great song now from Hillsong, Australia, and it's simply called You Said. Amen.
You said, ask and you will receive whatever you need. You said, pray and I'll hear from heaven, and I'll heal your land.
Oh, yes. What a great song that is. That's Hillsong Australia, and you set. And as promised, the time is 1:30. I've said this many times to you, beloved. It is wonderful to have your company, but being 1:30, we have a special guest waiting on the phone. It's